This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is June. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. If you haven't had lunch yet, come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show. It's a gorgeous day out there today. How is it outside?
It is absolutely beautiful.
It's supposed to be 90s, right, I think?
Pretty close to it. It was a day where we should be on the beach, Carol.
I know. Believe me, I know.
I haven't gotten there yet.
I know. Well, Mike is off for the next 2 weeks, so after that, he's going to owe me some days.
There you go. There you go. And then we'll be going out.
There you go. But, yes, you can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we'd also love for you to like our Facebook page, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And or you can go to our website, foodforthoughtnh.com, and from there you can go to the Facebook page as well. So, anyway, here we go. Happy Monday.
Yay. Good way to start the day.
It is. It is. So what did you do this weekend?
Well, you know, Saturday we played some cards with some friends, and that was fun. That's always a good laugh. And Sunday, the kids didn't come down. It was really kind of nice. Not that the kids didn't come down, in case they're listening.
I know what you mean.
But Janice and I went to Mass, and then after that, we went and seen Jurassic World.
I've heard a lot of people gone to see that the past few days.
Yeah, it was. I mean, how much can you do with a dinosaur? You know, it kind of played off the first one, and it wasn't that good. But it was nice. It was different. And then we went to Macris for seafood.
Macris.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any oyster stew?
No, Dennis had fried oysters, and they were so sweet, so delicious. It was awesome. And there was this guy playing the blues there.
Oh, cool.
And so it was really nice. It was, you know, people were great. We had this young girl that waited on us, tiny little thing, really cute. She's from Russia. She'd only been here 2 weeks. You could tell she was nervous and all of that, and she couldn't understand everything we were saying, but she got it. And then she kept apologizing, and halfway through she goes, I think I made a mistake. I think I ordered your shrimp with his soup. She goes, oh no, everybody told me to do. And I said, well, what'd they tell you to do? And she took off. She ran. I'm like, well, let's see when my shrimp come out. But they came out fine. Everything was excellent, as always, over there.
Macris is good.
Yeah.
They're good. They have, I love their oyster. Is it oyster stew or oyster chowder? Whatever it's called.
Probably
stew, I think. And they make it to order.
Right.
It's like my favorite thing. But it's definitely not on Healthy Monday.
No. Well, my shrimp it was good, but not good because of the breading. But their stuffing? Oh, my God. There was crab in it, scallops in it. It was just delicious. It was good. So yesterday I was a little off my kilter, but back on track today.
Yeah, but it's okay to do that.
That's right.
It is okay to do that. You have to do that and
yep.
And then, you know, work on. But we have a packed show. And speaking of, you know, Mike being on vacation, Rocco is on vacation as well. But he is sending in his right-hand person, Lori Gooley. She is in charge of all the social media for Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. And she is also someone that has walked the walk, like we are doing presently. So we'll talk to Lori about her journey.
Yeah.
And then it's your segment, June.
That's right. Healthy Mondays.
Mondays. We're going to talk about recipes and and such.
Yep.
And then later on in the second hour, we're going to be joined with Steve Freeman. I know he's been on the show before, and it was when I wasn't here. So I have not met Steve yet, but he's one that has he has a lot to do with the upcoming Manchester, the co-op for Manchester.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting.
That's good.
But I hear he's also a major foodie, too. So he knows a lot about different foods and
that's
such.
That's good.
So, yeah. So we'll
should be interesting.
Should be. And I am anticipating the arrival of Donna from Delaware.
Oh, really? When's she coming?
Donna from Delaware is going to be coming on the 30th.
Oh, nice.
She's here till February.
February. Oh, geez. Holy moly.
Yikes.
You've got company for a while.
She is here till July 5th.
Nice.
So nice. So that should
she's
be really
staying
fun.
At your house?
Nope, she's not.
No?
They are staying at a hotel. We offered. We have two extra bedrooms. But
right.
She says, nope, when we go on vacation, I have my certain ways I do things and, you know,
and that's like everybody.
Things, and
yep.
It's like, and I am with her because I would
yeah.
be the same way.
Exactly.
So it's all going to work out.
Yep. That's awesome. So party down at your house that weekend.
There
huh?
probably will. Well, that weekend, the Friday is the big party at Bob's.
Oh, nice. Yes. How can
mountain.
We forget that? That's
are you
be
guys
so
going?
Much fun. Yeah. Yeah.
I already asked
told
you, right?
You.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Donna and Ted will be joining us up there, so that should be fun. Hopefully, let's cross our fingers for good weather this year.
Yeah. No kidding.
So
that would be good.
Yeah.
What did you do yesterday?
We had a pretty lazy day.
Oh, it was a good day to be lazy with all that rain.
Trying to remember. Oh, you know where we spent the most part of our day was at the Verizon store.
Oh.
Yes, Daryl needed a new phone, so he converted.
To?
He converted to Apple.
Oh.
Unbelievable. So
and
Daryl,
you got your new screen on.
And I changed my screen. We were there, I'm telling you, for 2.5 hours.
It's ridiculous.
But you know what? The guy that we had, we both bought, they were having this massive sale on iPad minis,
mm-hmm.
Apple. And it was like, it was $200 off.
Wow.
It was
that's great.
Lower price than what you would pay walking into Apple. And so we each got an iPad mini too for our, you know, new business, the
right.
Lavelle business. So,
yep.
Yeah, so we were the guy David took such good care of us.
That's awesome.
Because, you know, we're two dummies, don't know.
I hear
you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not too literate. But he took his time, and oh, Lori's laughing. Because Lori's one of those social media persons,
right.
So she knows all
she knows
that
it
stuff.
All, yes, exactly. And I fit right in with you because my phone is giving me such a hard time, and I don't know how to fix it.
What is it doing?
Oh, it's something about a password that I keep trying to reset and yada, yada, yada. The Verizon screen keeps popping up and drives you nuts.
Mm, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Definitely does. But today's a food holiday. It's a good one.
Oh,
it's
I can
like
only
a
imagine.
Really bad one, especially for Healthy Monday. It's actually two. It is National Chocolate Eclair Day.
Oh.
Yikes.
Do you like eclairs?
I love eclairs.
They're good. They're not one of my favorites, but I mean,
not one of my favorites
yeah.
either, but a good eclair. I mean, I don't remember the last time I had one, but they're really good.
The Arrow has good eclairs.
Oh, my gosh. We have the best
those
eclairs.
Those things are huge,
freaking
too.
Huge. They're huge. And it's also National Onion Ring Day.
Oh, you
yum.
Love those. You love those.
A good homemade onion ring. Oh, man.
Do you like it wide or thin?
I like them medium. I
yeah.
mean, I don't like them really thin,
like
and I don't like
shoe
them
strings.
thick. I don't like the shoestrings.
No.
I mean, they're good. I still eat them.
Yeah.
But I don't like the fat ones either. You know, in between. Like a good homemade onion ring. You know who makes really good onion
beer
rings?
Beer battered.
I like beer battered too. But Belmont Hall makes really good homemade onion rings.
Nice.
Very, very good. So,
nice.
So yeah. So it's, and you know what? There was some eclair history. Da, 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 da.
Dead air.
Talk, June.
I'm trying to. So besides being at the Verizon,
you know, it's
just
nothing good.
No. So you just hung around at home.
No, of course not. We left the house at 10 in the morning. We didn't get back until, I don't know, 9 at night.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's not like just
yeah.
lazing around.
We went to Verizon. We went and got my screen fixed at Battery Plus. Then we went to pick up my mother. Oh, no. Before that, after the Verizon, we went to my dad's because it was Father's Day.
Right.
We went and spent a couple hours with him and Diane.
Go ahead.
And then we left there and went back to Battery Plus to pick up my phone. Then we went to pick up my mother. And we went to eat at Mint.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We went
I
to
haven't
eat
been
at Mint.
There in a long time.
You know, we got a couple of small plates.
Yep.
It was so good.
What'd
we
you
had.
Get?
We had some short rib nachos.
Oh.
And it's just small.
Yeah.
I mean, the three of us, very small, literally like this big.
Right.
I know this is radio, but it was
like a small plate.
A small plate.
Yeah.
Small plate size. Very, very good. And got some sushi and some soup. It was really good. But yeah, it was good. And then, yeah, and then we dropped my mother off and came home. Oh, yeah. And then my friend Frank stopped over. Oh. I was like thinking we did something else.
You haven't seen him in a while, have you?
You know what? We were sitting on the front porch. It was a beautiful night. We got home just as it was starting. Nice. You know, it was about 8 o'clock when we got home, 8:30. So it was, you know, starting to turn dark a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was just beautiful on the front porch because the backyard, you know, was all wet. and Frank showed up. So it was cool.
Nice.
Sat with him for a little bit and then went to bed. Woke up. Here I am.
There you are.
Yep.
Starting
had
your
a busy
morning.
Yeah. Yikes.
I believe it.
Very busy morning.
I know. My week is crazy, and I don't really understand why, but it is. But it's a good thing. Keeps me out of trouble. Keeps
sure
me
is.
Moving.
That's right.
And with my Thrive, I keep on moving.
That's right.
Till
awesome.
Later in the day, too. You know, I usually die at like 3 in the afternoon. I have such a lull, but now I don't.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
We got home yesterday after going to Macris, and I was still moving, doing things, and it was like, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
It's pretty good.
It
if anybody out there wants to learn a little bit more about Thrive, you can go to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike Facebook page or foodforthoughtnh.com.
There you go.
And we're going to go on a break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined with Lori Gooley of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. And they have two locations with a third location opening up. And it's going to be men and women's integrity.
There you go.
So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. In for Mike today is June. Thank you, June, for coming in.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate that. And I am going to just give a little shout out to some of our sponsors. Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill, 865 2nd Street, right here in Manchester. Puerto Vallarta mgrill.com, the best Mexican food ever. Right,
so
June?
Authentic.
It's delicious. Very, very good. Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the green room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. Also, Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory-smoked, award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue. You can check them out on the web at ribshack.net. Mama McDonough's, I want to welcome a brand-new sponsor. They're an Irish pub over in Hillsboro. Come find your Irish side. You can look for them on Facebook. They're going to be joining us, too, I believe, next week. So we'll get to learn a little bit more about Mama McDonough's. So, So, what's happening?
Not a whole lot.
It is Healthy Monday.
It is. And Lori's with us.
It is Healthy Monday, and Rocco is on vacation. I believe he's at Hampton Beach, the lucky little stinker.
Perfect day for it, that's for sure.
Perfect week. I think he's there like all week. And I think the week looks pretty good
for
the
most part. Yeah, it does. I was just looking at it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it looks pretty good. So
scattered showers here and there, but that's it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's always a little bit of scattered showers here and there. But he sent in Lori Gooley. Welcome to Food for Thought. You've been on Food for Thought before.
I have. Thanks for having me again.
Yes, for sure. And what is on tap? Well, you know what? I don't think you've ever met Lori before, right?
Just very briefly.
Briefly. Right. Because Lori has you know, you've been on this journey. You weren't you the first customer at Integrity Fit?
I was the Bedford location he had just opened, and I was his first customer there.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, boy.
Send us through your journey.
Yeah. Right. Well, I've always been a not too healthy person.
Yeah.
I never walked foot into a gym in my life.
That was your very first time?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was pretty unhealthy when I walked through the door over there. I was a... anxiety sufferer. I had panic attacks, depression issues. I was overweight. And I ended up in the hospital because I thought I was having a heart attack.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
And that scared me a lot. So I went to work the next day. I was actually working for the Chamber of Commerce back then. And the front desk girl, she was like, "How was your weekend?" And I burst into tears. I was like, I was in the hospital. And she actually told me, she's like, "Oh, I met this guy named Rocco. He just opened a club in Bedford. You should go see him." And I was like, really? really?
Yeah. And that's how you got told about Rocco?
Yeah. Wow. And I actually, I made fun of him because I was like, a guy named Rocco is going to help me, really? Like, I couldn't believe, like, you know, I didn't think there was hope for me. I thought I was too far sick. I was too far gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
So I kind of gave up. You know, I'm like, I just was like, well, this is how I'm going to be.
Right.
With my pile of prescriptions and, you know, not feeling well, this was going to be my life. And
right. how long from that point that she told you about Rocco that you made the phone call and actually?
Probably a couple months.
Really?
Yeah, because I was hemming and hawing about it because, you know, I would have to admit that I needed help.
Right.
And
right. You know, that's the hardest part there.
It is. It's because I'm a headstrong person anyways, and I don't need anybody's help. I can do it myself. And,
right.
You know, so it was almost like I had to admit defeat and that I needed help.
Right. So what was that trigger that, you know, you say almost 2 months later that you just went, okay, that's it. I'm calling.
I was popping a pill and I was like,
do I want to do this?
You know, right. And I was 38 years old at the time. I'm going to be 45 this year. And, you know, I was popping like the eighth pill that I was taking. And I was like, what am I going to be like when I'm 50?
Right.
60. I'll probably be dead. You know, it's so at that point, I was like, I don't want to be taking all these meds. And they were things I didn't really need meds for. They're health conditions. They weren't medical conditions, you know. I had type 2 diabetes. I had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Those were all things I could change if I changed.
Right.
So I had to make that conscious choice to change. And I did. And it wasn't easy.
And listeners, Lori looks beautiful. She is got a sparkle
so
on her. Very nice, slim and trim.
Thank you so
you
much.
You do. You look beautiful. And Carol just held up her picture, and I say, oh, boy, big difference, Lori.
I am holding Lori's before picture, and
good
it is
you,
a
Lori.
Major transformation.
You can see the before and afters on our Facebook page. Yes.
You can go to integrityfit.com, and you can see her before and after, and it is just amazing. So how was it when you, so you get introduced to Rocco, you get into Integrity, and You made that conscious choice to say yes, and I really need to change, you know, what is going on.
Right. And I went to Integrity because, like I said before, I had never stepped foot in a gym. I had no clue what to do. Like nobody, like, you know, you have to eat right and stuff, but nobody really teaches you what eating right is.
Exactly.
Integrity teaches
they
you that.
Teach
they
you.
Do.
I mean, it's,
they teach you and they show you and they bring you through it all the way. Yeah.
They give you meal plans, they measure it out for you. You just look at a piece of paper and you follow what they tell you to do.
Yep.
And if you just do that, results happen. I'm proof of that. And I just want to mention, like, I am on no medications now whatsoever.
That's awesome.
And all of my conditions have been reversed.
That's awesome.
All my numbers are awesome. And I have to tell this quick story. I went to the doctors for my physical after my transformation, and she couldn't get over it. And she said, well, we'd like to redo your blood work. She's like, I'm going to have you fast. And I'm like, oh, God, please don't make me fast. Because if I go, you know, without eating for even 2 hours, like, I'm a scary person. Because my blood sugar drops. And, I'm so hungry all the time now because my metabolism is just revved up.
We eat often.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely.
I fought back and forth with myself about this. And I'm like, you know what? I can't do this. I'm going to eat. So I ate. I went and had my blood work done. And
Did you tell him you didn't eat?
I know. I said, you know, look, I had to eat something because I wouldn't have been able to drive over here.
Right.
She's like, well, we'll take that into consideration. If the numbers are too skewed, we'll have to redo it. And my glucose number came back as 80. And normal is, you know, 100 or less.
Wow.
And mine came back 80, and that was eating a full breakfast, coffee.
Good for you.
So It's just proof that my body if I ate awful, the numbers would have been worse.
Yeah.
But
of course.
Lori, how long has it been for you? How long have you been on this journey?
Since 2008.
Nice.
Right. Nice. So I mean,
and you're down how many pounds?
Oh, well, my heaviest weight was 158 and I'm 110 now.
Good for you. You look amazing.
Thank you. And I started out, my body composition was 42.6%, and I'm at 19.2. now.
Amazing.
That's the big number. Yeah. That's the real number.
Really, the scale doesn't matter because it just measures your total body weight,
exactly.
Whereas body composition kind of breaks up your fat mass and your lean body mass.
Yep.
And the more lean body mass you have, the faster your metabolism. You know, you burn more calories the more lean mass you have. So, you know, you could have two people sitting on the scale that are 200 pounds and they could both look completely different,
exactly.
You know, depending on their body composition, which is not to be confused with body mass index.
Right.
Those are two totally different
BMI,
things.
BMI. So. I used to say BMI.
Yep.
BMI is a kind of a skewed number because it measures your whole weight, mm-hmm. where body comp breaks it down.
Right.
We have this really neat machine
at
Integrity.
Very cool.
Yeah. That breaks it down. You know, we put in your physical activity level, you know, if you're male or female, obviously Integrity, it's just female at this point until North Conway opens, but it breaks down your lean body mass and your fat mass so you can see, and it'll give you that number. So when I saw that 42.6%, I'm like, I'm almost half fat.
Yeah, right.
Like that's what that number read. So it's pretty eye-opening when you have that number read to you.
It's very
I've been at Integrity for 12 weeks now, and I'm down 15.8 pounds of body fat.
Wow, that's great.
It's awesome.
That's fantastic.
It's amazing on how you feel and how much more energy,
the energy level,
outlook.
Yeah.
And yesterday was my first cheat day in 12 weeks.
Wow.
And the thing I cheated on was two bites of that molten cake and four fried oysters. That was the worst of it.
Right.
And you know what? In 12 weeks' time, that's all I did that was bad?
Right. And if you eat 80% of the time,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be fine.
It's
just, I think most people now eat 20% healthy and 80% bad.
That's exactly right.
So we try to reverse those numbers, you know, because, I mean, you know, people that I used to coach when I was coaching in the clubs, they'd say, well, what do you eat at parties? I'm like, I eat food that's there.
Right. Portion control.
You know, I just don't eat like 8 pieces of cake like I used to eat.
Right.
I have a slice and I'm, you know.
And, you know, the thing, too, that I find, you know, when I do eat something that I shouldn't or, you know, it doesn't taste good anymore.
Right.
No. You know, you really get used to eating healthy and, you know, being in that routine. And like Lori was saying before, you know, we eat often. I know I eat 6 meals a day.
Yeah.
You know, I got to eat every couple hours.
Yeah, I eat about,
you know,
about
2 and a half hours.
8 times a day.
But it's your body's like a machine and it works. You know, that's what it needs. And like you said, for it to be able to burn off, you know, the fat.
Right.
And I'm like you, Lori, if I don't eat, I feel my sugar dropping.
Oh, I
and it's an awful feeling. It really
is.
Is.
And my poor husband, he's like, you need to eat, don't you? Because you're being awful right now.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I need to eat.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, listeners, you are listening to Food for Thought. It is a healthy Monday, a beautiful Monday here in downtown Manchester. And we are in studio with Lori Gooley of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. She's in today for Rocco, who is probably sitting on the beach now. Probably.
Lounging on the beach.
I suppose he deserves it. I suppose. But we're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is June. And it is a gorgeous Monday today. It's absolutely beautiful outside. And it is Healthy Monday. And Lori Gooley is in for Rocco today. And Rocco's on vacation as well. He's over in Hampton Beach. And and just so, in case it's a gorgeous day, if, you know, anybody has a motorcycle or a, you know, convertible car, or you just want to take a nice ride out to Hampton, I guess Rocco is going to be playing tonight in Hampton.
Yep. That's exciting. Yep. Right in the shell.
Right at the
7
shell.
Tonight.
So it's R&R musical group.
Duo.
Musical duo.
Right.
R&R musical duo. And, you know, I did hear them when they played over at
Puerto Vallarta.
Cinco de Mayo
at
Puerto Vallarta. And
he
was really, really good. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So
that would be fun.
Definitely.
Especially a beautiful day like
gorgeous.
Today.
It'll be a gorgeous night tonight.
Yeah, it'll be really nice down there. So get on over to Hampton Beach and check out Rocco.
So tell us about up north. What's going to be happening up there, Lori?
We have a new club opening in North Conway. It's going to be Integrity's first co-ed club.
Nice.
So
interesting.
Yeah. So
same machines as what they have in Bedford, or more, or bigger, or different?
It's going to be similar. The layout's a little bit different because it is a co-ed setting. So there'll be some new machines that you probably haven't seen at Integrity, more geared towards the men, I believe.
I was going to say, yeah. Are there different machines for men than there are for women?
There are, yep, there are. Like the ones at Integrity are geared for women, the clubs in Londonderry and Bedford. But on our Facebook page and our website, integrityfit.com, there's a floor plan picture if people want to check out.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
And see it, the way it's going to be laid out. We're hoping to get it open and running up in August.
Sometime in August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have the date, so.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
But yes, it should be good. So is this something that he's been thinking about for a while? And Integrity for women and men?
He's tossed the idea around, but I think it was more just an idea. Now it's a reality. So
there you go.
So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
I do get, you know, like Daryl, you know, he's like, why is it just for women? You know, like.
Right. Dennis says the same thing.
Yeah.
But Rocco will go with any of our husbands or boyfriends,
yep.
and
yep.
help them along in yep. another gym. And I think yep. that's fabulous. Yep. I know my husband, Dennis, is going to be having surgery for his shoulder in July. But once he recoups from that, he is definitely going to hook up with Rocco.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good. We have with the Easy Coach programming, the exercise prescriptions, we do have rehabilitation programs for people, so that will help definitely right. in his recovery.
Oh, good.
So he doesn't re-injure it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yep. My gosh, that's
yeah.
like a, that's shoulder.
Shoulders are yep. the worst.
It's yep. hard.
Shoulders are hard. You know, he just started doing the 4,000 footers, and he was getting into hiking a lot, and all kind of archery and all that stuff, and
right,
it's all
right.
stopped. And yeah. he even bought a motorcycle, and he can't even use it.
And you want to make sure he's eating right so that
oh,
he heals
exactly.
properly, because that can,
and
you know hinder your recovery,
I'm really
too.
Fortunate. Dennis is the kind of guy that says, whatever you make, I'll eat. So he eats what I eat, yep. so it's good.
That's my husband, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Dennis is, your Dennis is on the journey, you know, and has been on the
yep.
journey with you,
yep.
you know, all
oh,
along.
Oh, he's right there with me. He's yeah. such a great support. Yeah. So,
but I think that's the main reason why Rocco stuck with the women, because we're the ones that normally
right.
go out and buy the food, and, you know, we're the nurturers. So we yep. prep the dinners and the meals. So, if, you know, we can teach the moms how mm-hmm. to do all those healthy things. Hopefully they'll instill those ideas into their children, and
that's right.
I have,
you know,
to laugh.
Other family members.
I have to laugh because you just made me think. Last week I was talking with Terry in the Bedford office, and I just want to shout out that Donna and Terry are fabulous
yeah,
women.
They are.
They are so good. And Terry and I were talking and about how people have all kinds of excuses mm-hmm. why they can't eat right.
right.
And one is a mom saying,
right.
I have to cook for my kids. And she goes, well, make them eat the same as you. It's
right.
healthy. Why
right.
not? And it's so
I
true.
Know. I never understood that reason either, because don't you want your children to
right.
eat healthy?
And
exactly.
especially start them now.
Absolutely. I mean, children aren't born craving sugar.
Right.
They're
exactly.
not.
Exactly.
We teach them that.
Yep.
Exactly.
You know,
we're talking, you know, we're on the food subject. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, about what you do eat every day, you know, what, and, you know, myself too, and June, you know, what is, you know, cause it is small meals throughout the day.
It is small meals throughout the
yeah.
day.
How do you start your day?
Give us an idea of your day.
All right. So for breakfast, I eat, half a cup of egg whites, half a cup of oatmeal, half a cup of blueberries, and I have a cup of coffee and 8 ounces of water. That's my breakfast.
Okay.
And then 2 hours later, I'm normally working, so I try not to take a break because I want to get stuff done, so I have a protein shake
yeah.
or a protein bar or something quick.
Yeah.
And I have my water.
Yeah.
For lunch, it's usually a salad with something.
Some kind of protein.
Some kind of protein. Right. Chicken, beef, fish.
Yep.
4 to 5 ounces of a protein and then a huge salad. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of a creature of habit, so I pretty much eat the same thing every day. And I know people are like, that's boring. I'm mm-hmm. like, well, I don't eat to have fun. I eat to live.
and to be healthy.
So, and then I have another snack, and I normally have an apple with some peanut butter. And I'll put some, like, just some oatmeal on it. And the mini dark chocolate chips, just enough.
Yep. To give me that.
Yeah. So I feel like I've had something that I'm not supposed to have, but it's still, I mean, I'm not overdoing it, so it's still good.
Right.
And then my dinner, again, it's a protein, some source of protein. And then my grain, I either do one of three things. I do sweet potato or farro, which is a grain, or brown rice. About a half a cup of that.
And then do you have anything after dinner?
Not typically. And if I do, it's some popcorn and some coconut oil. We cook it on the stove. So that's typically what I eat every day. And then with dinner, I have my green vegetable. And then throughout the day, I drink about a gallon of water a day.
Yeah.
Water's important.
It is.
It is.
Got to be hydrated.
It is. And, you know, mid-afternoon fatigue, a lot of people mm-hmm. get that.
Yeah.
It's 90% of that reason is because you're dehydrated.
Right.
So drink up, especially on hot days, you know.
That's right. That is right.
I know. I always have my glass with me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking the other day, because I had just said to Carol or Daryl, he says, you're not drinking enough water. And I said, I have this with me all
right.
the time. But when I got home, I was thinking, you know, a lot of times I don't finish it.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
So I'm thinking just because it's in my hand, I'm drinking enough. But
right.
I really haven't been.
Right.
So I need to double what I've been doing right. so it's even better. Because you do feel it when you're drinking a lot of water.
Yep.
I mean, it shows in your skin.
Oh, absolutely.
And yep. all of that. So, yeah, it's true. Even though you think you're drinking enough water, right. drink more.
Right. Well, when I used to visit my grandmother at the assisted living, she'd have her little bottle of water. And I said, well, Meme, are you drinking your water? She's like, yep, it's right here. Mm. I said, well, it's right there, but it's full.
Yeah.
Right. You need to.
You have to actually drink it. Right. But that's what I used to do, too. And I fill a gallon. And I actually challenged myself to drink a gallon of water for a month straight.
Yeah.
The first day, I'm like, oh, this will be a piece of cake. I drink plenty of water. Like, I barely like scratched the surface, and I was like, oh my goodness,
wow.
I have to really
That's
pay
a
attention.
Great tip.
Because in my that head,
is.
I thought.
It's a very good tip.
I didn't even drink half of it the first day. And I was like, wow. Like I, in my head though, I thought, I drink plenty of water. I'll be fine. You know, this will be a piece of cake.
I'm going to try that.
I am too.
Yeah. I know.
Because
it's like you said, you may think you're drinking enough, but.
Right.
To see it right there.
I saw the challenge online. It was a woman took a before and after picture, and like this, her skin was amazing after a month of her drinking gallon of water. Like you could see, like the lines were disappearing, the bags under her eyes.
Nice.
You know, you don't know if it was touched up or not with Photoshop, but either way, it got me to drink more water. So I think whatever works.
That's a great idea. I think I'm going to try that.
I am too.
You know?
Do you still do that?
I still do it.
Fill your gallon of water?
Fill my gallon. Some days are better than others, but my goal is to try to finish it by the end of the day. Of course, I'm in the bathroom maybe 5 minutes.
Right. That's okay.
But that's okay. I feel like I'm, cleansing or
it's
whatever.
It's true. When you do, because I do, I try to drink a lot of water too every day.
Right.
And constantly in and
swimming.
Out of the bathroom, but it's good.
Yeah.
It is. Gotta go pee again.
Yep.
It's working.
of course, a lot of people are like warning me, don't drink all that water because if you drink a lot of water at once, there's a medical condition that can happen that can cause some problems, but I'm not drinking a gallon in 5 minutes. It literally took me from like 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. at night to drink a gallon of water. So it's not as easy as you might think it is.
I'm going to go out and get a gallon of water.
And I'm going to start tomorrow morning.
That's a great idea.
It is amazing, though, how much you think you're drinking and
you're really not.
You're really not.
June, let's try it.
All right.
Next week, we'll talk about it.
Starting tomorrow.
I'm going to go to the grocery store when I get out and go and get my gallon of water.
There you go.
Yay.
That's great, Lori. Because you don't think of it.
That was my health tip for the day.
There you go.
Yeah. Lori, it was a great one.
You did fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
It's already
thank you so
over,
much.
Lori.
See how
it's over?
Yeah, it's already over.
I was just getting on a roll here.
And she was so fearful.
I was nervous.
Listeners, if you're out there and you are thinking about joining, you know, go to Integrity Fit. They are wonderful. Awesome. You learn things. You don't just, you know, go and join and then they forget you. You learn. And if you tune in every week, you know, Rocco or Lori will be here. And yep. I'm telling you, I learn something every single week.
Exactly.
So integrityfit.com, check them out. And Food for Thought will be right back.
Nice job, Lori.
Thanks.